Always wanted to do
Samantha.
That.
You're into foul monkeys.
Yeah, you know it.
That's so gross. Well, we're totally like getting high.
Biggest! Biggest! Biggest!
So easy and slow.
Have you ever had an STD?
Just because he was put together with one screw doesn't mean he's going to break.
Welcome to the Jacques Strep Moment. I'm your host, Jacques. This episode, Bear Watch 8, A White Trash Weekend. On our panel tonight, we have Bear Hung Top, Cubby Hole, The Nard, Barely Gay, and Cubby KC. Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, your thoughts?
Well, you know, Jacques, I think we have a big winner on our hands. Bear Watch 8 is being held May 18th through the 20th in Galveston, Texas. It's the perfect time of year, not too hot and not too cold, so you can play in the warm Gulf water. I give the Cubby KC Oh My God It's Huge award.
For once, I have to agree with Cubby KC. It's huge. With the relocation of the event to the west end of the island and a new host hotel, then at the water park, I have to give it a Bear Hung Top 8-inch.
BHT, as always, you're right, Nico. Sabes, the new hotel has a restaurant, better pool, nicer accommodations than previous locations, with the addition of transportation, you know, to cart folks around, a beach park, with restrooms and showers, and with the White Trash Weekend thing, Nico, I have to give it that nice, tight home to be in.
You know, the cost of Bear Watch 8 is very reasonable compared to other events. If you register before March 31st, the cost is only $75. From April 1st to the 30th, the cost goes up to $90. May 1st through the 10th is $115. If you're still not sure you can make it, registrations are available after May 10th at the door for $125. For everything you get at this event on a scale of 1 to 10 nards, I give it an 8.
Bear Watch 8 this year also has a full interactive website at www.bearwatch.net. There you can register for the event, set up a profile, upload your picture, and email and IM the other attendees. All this so you can get your groove plan before you get to Bear Watch 8. Plus, they have FAQs and a message board. I give it a full big bear hug. Check it out.
Well, there you have it, folks. Bear Watch 8, A White Trash Weekend, looks to be a success. For more information on Bear Watch 8, go to their website, www.bearwatch.net. This is Jacques Strap, your Wolfie Athletic supporter, signing off.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 78. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And like you just heard, you need to go to Bear Watch now. Do it.
Do it. www.bearwatch.net.
Go there and be a part of White Trailer Trash.
Yep, there's only 98 days, 20 hours, 46 minutes, and 17 seconds until it happens, so sign up.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. Do it. If anybody can, I'm going to do, we're going to have a little contest that's going on, but I'm going to have a little of my own contest. If anybody can tell me what that is from, the whole do it, do it, what that's from, then I don't know what I'm going to give you. I got to give you something.
Maybe he'll give you the link to his porns on Bigger City.
Or maybe I'll just put a hot little picture out there. I don't know. How about this? Okay, no. Here we go. If anybody can tell me what that's from, it's pretty easy, but a lot of people don't pay attention. You know. Just it's from a movie. It's pretty easy, but if anybody can tell me what that's from, I will take a picture of any part of my body other than, the parts that are reserved for Mr. Ricky over here in any setting that you ask me. So, all of you guys that got a foot fetish out there, if you want to see my feet in water or in grass or of somebody's
ass.
What if
they want to see your... Ooh, no. Whose ass?
I'm just joking.
I hope you cut your toenails.
I just got my nails, dude.
You just got your nails, dude. Oh, anyway, breaking news as soon as we start out here. It is
yes,
February 8th, 2007. And Anna Nicole Smith has dropped dead.
I can't believe it. I don't know why that was like so sad to me. Like
when
I looked it up this morning. I was like, damn, because she's like, you know, she's 39 and she has, well, she had two kids.
She has a baby. Or she had.
And I love how, you know, it happened in Miami. Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
You know what? I just saw on the TV that they already have an interview with her mom tomorrow.
Wow, that was
fast. Hasn't even been dead 24 hours.
Damn. I know. Well, it's because they want to see her cry on the camera. They always want to get like the most dramatic news report possible so people like feel the pain, and it's like that's horrible. That's awful. But she agrees to do it, you know, it's not like they're holding the gun to her head, so I mean the people that agree to it, that's kinda weird too, I think. I'd be like, I can't make a statement right now.
You know, well, I wonder if she's like, I'm in heaven, y'all, and I'm eating a bunch of pickles at a buffet.
I know, she's like, fuck that trim sauce shit.
I get to eat all I want because I died skinny, and they always say once you go to heaven, you look like what you always did when you died.
And now I get to pose for Jesus. That's funny.
And Jesus is old as hell.
JC.
Poor Anna. Do it. I do feel bad because she was probably a good person deep down.
I know. She seemed like, I mean, you know, people get caught up in money and you know, like infomercials and stuff like that when you get famous, but she seemed like a good person. I mean, she could be bitchy and stuff, but who isn't? Like, dude, those reality shows where they focus on, like, one person and they make them look so bad, and it's like, dude, everybody's like that. You know, if you cut and paste different scenes of them together. You know, that's how it is.
I'll never forget the episode of her show when she was all drunk and she got into the limo. She's like, I want a pickle.
You know, it's funny. I can kind of relate this to our other topic and just slide right in. You know,
Slide it in.
I was just talking to Ricky right before the show about how it's just funny. Like, I mean, this could be kind of a generalization, but this is just what I've noticed. You know, Anna Nicole Smith was a former Playboy model. And when you think of, like, straight, you know, as far as straight porn goes, like, you know, girls that are into guys, models and strippers and whatever, a lot of them are, like, kind of dumb or kind of stupid or kind of airheady, or that's just how they come off. And it's funny because it's just, like, so opposite in the gay community. I mean, yeah, when you look at skinny twink gay model guys, a lot of those guys are very fashionable and very stupid also.
And hungry.
But, right. Yeah. And all vomity and shit.
Right.
But,
Have the raspy voice cause their throat is sore from all the acid.
All the bulimia. Yeah.
Poor models.
But it's funny, in the bear community, in the chub community, it's like, most gay guys that I meet like that are lots of times very intelligent. I mean, yeah, you know, there's dumb people all over the world, and there's, you know, lots of people who, you know, smoke too much pot or do too many drugs or are big whores or are stupid or whatever. But just on the whole, I've noticed a lot more people in the bear and chub community versus the regular gay community and versus, like, the straight, you know, adult community are very intelligent because it's like, you know, I guess, in a very stereotypical sense, to the rest of the world and society, they don't have looks to rely on. Because, you know, some hairy 35-year-old guy with a gut is not what's, like, generally hot to the general public. But I think it's fucking hot. But, you know, that's just me. But it's, like, it's cool because a lot of them are very intelligent. And, you know, I think I would have fun at a bear event. It would be tempting as hell, but I'd bring Ricky along and then we could just, like, you know, tease everybody. It'd be fun. But it'd be, you know, it'd be cool because you can actually, like, talk to people and they're not stupid. I mean, some people are really stupid, but that's just what I've noticed. But anyway, the point is, we, you know, I think that a lot of very, very conservative, not necessarily Republican, but very conservative straight people, you know, it's like, I think gay, like, bears and chubs and people that are intelligent and don't just, you know, rely on looks and fashion are almost more of a threat to the whole straight community because we can back our shit up. You know, we're not just like, gay bashing is wrong, you know, we can actually, like, you know, kick some ass. Like, there's plenty of gay biker bear guys that look like, you know, look like them and fucking women since they were 3 years old, you know, that are like badasses, like, you know, get on your knees and yeah. And it's like, you know, those people I think are great because they stand up for a lot of what the gay community is. Because once straight people meet somebody like me or somebody like some big tough biker guy,
like me,
I mean, yeah, like you. I don't know. I've had people say to me that their opinion of gay people has changed because they met me, because I don't come off very gay and I don't do like gay things and, you know, whatever. And it's like, I think we need more people like that in up higher in power. Like, you know, a lot of like the gay Republicans and, you know, lots of very famous gay people are very obviously gay. And that's fine. I mean, it's like, it's cool. Be yourself. But when you do that, you create a stereotype for all of us. So everybody thinks, you know, before they meet me, if they know I'm gay, they think, you know, when me and my best friend Colin come over, since Colin is very colorful and animated, although he is straight, he's just, you know, a very animated guy.
He's a gay, you know, straight man.
Yeah. They think he's the gay one. And it's like, no. I am here. But, you know, when people meet me before they know I'm gay and then they find out, it's like, oh my God, really? That's so cool, man. And it's like, you know, I always ask him, I'm like, wait, so why is it cool for me and not cool for, you know, Mr. Fag over here? Well, because, you know, he's just gay and blah, 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 and he's really fag. And I'm like, dude, but I'm the same thing, man. I like dick. It's not a big deal. I don't know, but
big dick. I cannot not lie.
But anyway, I'm done with my philosophical shit.
I know, right?
But
8 minutes.
Shut up. We need that airtime, yo.
No, you kidding. Know, like all day today. Guess what soundtrack I listened to?
Dream Girls. Oh my God, so Dream Girls.
I just
want
to be like, all I want to do is go, step into the bedside, step into the bedside.
Wow, that was really high.
All day today, I love that song. And like, it's the part where the girls come in, so it's like towards the end. And it's just funny because in the movie, they were just like walking with all this sass. Like, you know, they ruled the fucking world.
Right.
And they just started singing. I was like, go ahead, girlfriends.
That's cool. That's cool.
But I like listen to that soundtrack all day today. And what's even better is the lady that's next to my cubicle, you know, we have really tall walls. So, right. You know, we don't see each other. But the lady that's next to me is moving to another cubicle, and she was always bitching that my music was too loud, which it really wasn't. She just has
like,
really hypersensitive ears.
Yeah.
So now I get to play it louder, and I'll be at my desk. I'm like, step into the bedside, step into the bedside. And I can sing to myself. And then I can start singing Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, shit. I love that song, dude. Fucking Whitney Houston.
But, yeah, oh, yeah, so I can't wait to actually, like, listen to my music a little bit louder.
You know, we need to talk about Whitney Houston.
Crack whore?
No, not even that. I just,
crack is
whack. I love that song. It's not right, but it's okay.
It's I fucking not right,
love okay. That song. But it's like, have you ever, like, listened to that song? Like, really listened to that song? She is, like, a scandalous bitch. She's like, Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. And she's like, then they hung out, but
then
you
I
came home around 3.
And I found
and
your
then
credit
she's like,
receipt.
Yeah, she's like, if 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you were really cheap. Because only 2 of you had dinner, I found the credit. It's like, damn, girl, what the fuck? You got a private investigator on this bitch? God damn. Like, you know, if you're like that, if you're that worried about somebody cheating on you, then you don't have to make a song about it. Because everybody already knows it's happening. So just drop that bitch and don't sing about it. You know what I mean?
Well, everybody
I love
that
song, but it's just like, well, yeah, well, I don't know if she was talking about him. She was probably just, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how authentic her songs are or who writes them all the time. Because you know how, like big pop artists generally don't write their own songs. So it's like, it was probably just like a...
Mariah Carey does.
Does she write all of her songs?
Most of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. That's crazy, man. I thought they would have came out something insane.
I like that dance remix though of It's Not Right.
It's not right, but it's okay.
Yeah. That's an awesome song though. But she's like, she gets all like angry and shit in it. It's funny. She's like, and get actually, up and leave.
One of the girls that sings back or is her backup singer was one of Mariah Carey's backup singers.
Oh, that's cool.
The fat one.
She's like, take care of my babies.
Right.
Oh!
I don't know where to go next. Yeah. Where should we go?
What's going on?
Should we do the call? From Ray?
Sure. Let's do the call.
Just to let everyone know, we have finally made it to 4.5 stars, thanks to Ray. Ray's like,
thank you, Ray.
Ray's like a bag of chips and junk.
I still need to see his salt and pepper beer because I have not.
How about his salt and pepper chest?
I haven't seen him yet. I don't think I saw a picture of him yet.
All right, you ready for his? Did you listen to his voicemail?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, Ricky and Herb, this is Ray Q-Bear Dad in Houston. Just thought I'd give y'all a call. I think that deal on iTunes Store with the negative is going to be gone. So I posted one for you, and I self-posted after what I said in there. The negative will be gone. Who the bitches that give y'all the negative stuff? Anyway, y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. And me and the Nard recorded some commercials for Bear Watch, so hopefully we'll have them to you by next week. Later, dudes. Bye.
That was Ray. Thank you, Ray, for making us up to 4.5 stars and getting rid of
thank you, Ray.
Negative person. Well, there's still one negative person, so we actually need like some people to actually call. And
well, every person I meet online, I generally tell
go to iTunes.
You know, I don't like shove it down their throat or anything like I do with some things, but I you know, I'm just like, hey, Foul Monkeys, me and my boyfriend do this podcast. You should listen to it. It's pretty cool. Blah blah. It's funny. Blah blah. So I was talking to this guy, speaking of which, I was talking to this guy, J.D. today. James J.D. Dustin. J.D.
J.D.
He's from Kentucky, too, so he probably says it like that. J.D.
He's probably J.D.
But we were talking about, a shout out to him, because I told him to listen to the show, and I was like, you know, hey, Mr. J.D., you know, we might have a little segment about you, or I might have to mention you, so you should listen to the show. Because that's good motivation. Because then people are like, oh my god, I'm like famous with this down on the radio.
Oh my god, they have like 145 listeners out of the 6 billion people on the planet.
Yeah, but now it's 146 just because of him, man.
Yeah.
So, JD, you're cute. Thanks for talking to me.
Spread
the word. If you like Foul Monkeys, listen to us.
Sweat for Jesus.
Sweat for Jesus.
Sweat for Jesus.
Sweat for Jesus and Anna Nicole Smith up in heaven.
Oh, I bet they're doing it. Her and Jesus are getting it on. He's probably titty fucking her. That's hot. I want to see Jesus titty fucking Anna Nicole.
Hark the angels sing.
Right.
So, Mr. JD is cool. I had another guy, Jesse, he doesn't listen to, and he said it was cool. So he's another listener, and yeah, that's
sweet.
Cool.
We had another caller call in, and they kind of have a problem.
Oh, really?
You heard this one, right?
Oh, yeah. The one that it was at the end of our episode 77, but we didn't play it yet.
Yeah, we haven't played it, because we needed to wait, and I mean, this is good. We actually need to talk about this.
Okay.
So this is the call that really freaked us out. We think it's weird. I don't know what's going on here, but here
roll
we go.
That beautiful bean footage.
I love that commercial. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
I love that dog, okay, man. Go ahead.
Go.
My mom told me I had to move out this weekend. She caught me letting my dog lick my nuts after I put peanut butter on them. Mm-hmm. She said I was sick and that there was something wrong with me. I think she's just too damn uptight. I was hoping my 13-year-old neighbor would let me move in, but his mom said that a 50-year-old man shouldn't be moving into his room. What a skank. I need help. Anyone have any advice? You can catch me at Tampa Mojo. My name is Hoss. Sometimes I go by Victor, though. Thanks.
We're going to play the song that came after it at the end. But that's weird.
Definitely.
And I'm kind of confused. Is he a black 50-year-old man? Because I don't know.
I don't know. You know, I can actually see that happening, though. I mean, I don't know anybody personally in that situation, but I won't rule it out because you never know. You just
never know. I've heard all kinds of things about people putting peanut butter on their body parts and their dog licking it off.
Have you ever done that, Mr. Ricky?
I plead the fifth. It wasn't my dog.
Did Finbar have a little fun?
It wasn't my dog. It wasn't my dog. It was my neighbor's dog.
It wasn't my neighbor's dog. It was his mom.
I put honey all over my balls, and a bear came over and licked it.
Oh, shit. Was he a Bear Watch 8?
He will be.
Oh, shit.
If you see the guy carrying around the honey bear bottle, Winnie the Pooh. It's time to actually, you know, you can sweat for Jesus.
It's time to get on your knees, bitch.
So, get on your knees.
Dude, like fucking Kaya or Kia or Kia. Kia or
my Kia. Neck. My back.
My back. Lick my pussy and my crack. Yep.
First, you got to put your neck into it.
Dude, the best part is when she's like, the best hair comes from a thug. That's like the funniest line ever.
And she has,
I laugh.
She does her little neck swing.
And it's just like, thug. It's like,
she's from Tampa.
Of course. Of course. Where else would she be from? I swear, Florida, you know, Loveline. I was talking about Loveline last episode. Loveline, they used to play this game that Adam Carolla invented called Florida or Germany. You know, they'd read random current event headlines, and it seems like 9 times out of 10 that all the weirdest stories in the world
come out of Florida.
Either Florida or Germany. It's fucking weird. But it's so true. I mean, Florida, I don't know what it is. I think it's just such a huge melting pot down south, and then as you go up north, it becomes more of like an Alabama, Georgia kind of state where it's like hickish, and then we, you know, in the panhandle, there's like this weird, like, foresty, you know, it's like a forest ecosystem up there,
right?
But it's not very hilly, it's just kind of flat, but it's still forest. It's very strange. It's a weird state, but I love it. It's the penis of the U.S., man.
That's hot. I live on the penis.
You live on the you live right on the freckle. Either the freckle or the wart. I can't make it out.
Ew, not the wart.
Yeah, the wart's like Lake Okeechobee. That's like the biggest fucking lake ever.
I know, right?
I mean, not really, but like, I remember when I saw it for the first time when I was a kid, and I was like, oh my god! Because you couldn't see the other side. I thought it was the fucking ocean. I was like amazed. I was like, Mommy, what's the ocean doing in the middle of the state?
Like you really knew it was the middle of the state.
I don't know, but yeah.
You're so retarded.
I'm retarded.
So we had some people join the Frapper map.
We did.
Yeah, we had Cincy Cub from LJ, who
was
like,
cute.
Oh my god. No, let me tell you about Cincy Cub, okay?
Okay.
Cincy Cub made this link or this lip syncing video to what's her name? What is her name?
I don't know why that's more sad.
The Skater Boy song.
Oh, Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne. And my ex-boyfriend Kevin was so in love with him because he did that and he looked so cute. He watched it for like 2 years straight and he still watches it.
Like,
it's on YouTube
it or something, or what?
I think so.
Oh my god!
It didn't break us up though. But Cincy Cub, he's cute.
Damn it!
And he lives in Cincinnati. And then Mute Brandy, which has been on the show before, she joined. Right. And then Andreas, our German listener, joined.
Dude, Florida, Germany.
That's where the freaks are. Mm-hmm. And then someone in Clinton, Massachusetts. Signed up, and I don't know who that is. So,
hey, I have a question for Cincy Cub.
Yeah,
since he is such a faithful listener, and by the way,
I don't even know if he's faithful or not. I was not aware he listened to the show. Actually,
he's probably just like, oh, I'm friends with Ricky.
He's probably
so
a closet.
The show.
He's probably a closet foul monkey listener.
Oh,
yeah, that's hot.
But anyway, Cincy Cub. You need to answer something for me. Is Cincinnati completely in Ohio, or is it partially in Kentucky too? Because I want someone from Cincinnati to answer this for me, not other people who think they know geography. Because I'm not that great with geography, and when I went to Cincinnati, I had like a layover on my way back from Puerto Rico a couple years ago, and we had to stay the night, and we were like, I mean, you know, not to put down Ohio in any way, but I'm from the South, and my friend that I was with is from Phoenix, and he's lived here all his life. We're like, you know, Southern Hemisphere of the U.S. kind of people. You know, we're like, you know, Mason-Dixon line South. So, you know, I'd never been to, I mean, I've been to New Hampshire, but that's as far north as I've been. And that's the only northern state that I've been to. So, you know, we got out of the car at the hotel and we're like, dude, what the fuck is in Ohio? And then he's like, dude, Cleveland rocks. I'm like, yeah. You know, it was like a total like Bill and Ted's Adventure kind of thing.
Were you in Cleveland or Cincinnati?
Well, and that's the thing. And I was like, dude, we're in Cincinnati. And he's like, oh, well. What the fuck is here? Like, you know, we were like on the side of a highway and it was like, what the fuck is in this state? We had like no idea. I don't even know what went on there, but it was cool. I mean, the people were nice and stuff. I wanted to know though, because people were like telling me after I came back, oh, you didn't go to Ohio, you went to Kentucky. And it's like, hey, fuck you, man. I think I know Cincinnati's in Ohio,
right? I don't,
but I guess part of it, I don't know. Well, it's just like, dude, it's just like what the fuck. In Illinois, not Chicago. What's the other big city? Isn't there another
big
city?
Des Moines. That's Iowa.
No, that's Iowa.
Illinois.
Anyway, at the bottom of the Lake Michigan, there's like I can't remember what it was. I'm so fucking bad with geography. It's not even funny.
You sure it's not Chicago?
It might be.
That's along.
Anyway,
that's along the lakes.
Okay, yeah, that is it. My friend Rob was telling me. He's saying that you can be in Chicago and actually be in
Canada.
No. In what's the other state that's right there?
Michigan.
Yeah, I think so.
That's the glove of the United States.
But anyway, the point is, you know, this is a good point for people to call us up. You know, to educate us. Educate
us
with our
geography. Your city. Call us and like give us a fact just about your city.
Yeah, just
like,
real quick.
A fact about Lakeland is where the first Red Lobster was built.
Right, and a fact about Phoenix is that it was like, well, Arizona as a whole was like the 48th state to be added, so our history here is pretty limited because everything's basically, you know, new-ish. Pretty cool.
So those are all of our Frapper Map people. So if you haven't signed up on the Frapper Map, go to the website and click on the monkey something map. I don't remember what I called it.
Well, shit.
The All monkey right, forest and, map, is that what I called it?
I think so.
Yeah, the monkey jungle map.
The monkey jungle map. The
place maybe I needed to call it something I can remember.
The place where black people of all shapes and sizes go to.
How rude, except for that albino one.
I'm just like, oh, Michael Jackson? I am fucking around, guys. All right, so something else online. I have been playing this game on Yahoo called Yahoo Towers since it came out in 1999.
Next. No, I'm just
kidding. Shut up. It's good, I promise. If anybody, lots of people like to play games at work, you know, and they don't really play video games or do anything. I'm finding a lot of people play like WoW now, but they don't play anything else. Like they've never played a video game in their life, like not even Mario Brothers, but they'll play WoW. And it's like, well, why don't you just get into video games that don't cost money, you know, to keep them going? Mm-hmm. And people just like, I don't know, it's some kind of
like Minesweeper. Position.
Right, you know, or like, you know, like The Sims. A lot of people are in The Sims, but they're not into video games. So it's kind of like it's almost like a culture shock in a way, because it's like this whole army of people that are developing now that are like only into one video game and not into the scene, you know what I mean? And it's weird. But if you like to play stuff while you're at work or, you know, when you're bored doing whatever, check out Yahoo Towers. If you go to the game section of Yahoo, it's all the way at the bottom because it's one of the oldest games. But if you like the game Columns, which is a lot like Tetris or Meteos or Bejeweled, that kind of thing, Those are all very similar, except the difference is Yahoo Towers has like letters and colors versus, you know, jewels and whatnot. But it's really addictive, really fun. I play it all the time. It's a great distraction, and it's, you know, it takes a long time to get really good at it. So I just thought I would put that out there because I stopped playing for like a year and a half, and I just got into it because I've been listening to Loveline. So I just listen to that and then play Yahoo Towers for a couple hours, and it's pretty cool.
So you listen to Loveline and not your own show?
Well, yeah.
That's weird.
I'm just joking. No, what are you talking about? I listened to this show last week.
What are we talking about last week?
Three in a row. Wait, what?
What did we talk about last time?
What did we talk about last time?
Mm-hmm.
Loveline and Bearwatch 8 and...
And that hasn't posted yet.
Oh. That one hasn't posted yet?
No.
You need to get up on that posting shit.
Hello, dude. This is like a two-party podcast.
Oh, all right. Well, then we talked about... That was the one with Ryan, then.
Yeah.
The last one.
We talked about your grape nuts.
Right. And we talked about the ghetto and bumper stickers a little bit. And the voice.
Bumper stickers? What?
Yeah.
Bumper stickers?
Everybody, we're having a contest for all of our listeners. They're not going to win money or anything. I'll tell you that right off the bat because we're poor bitches. But if you can come up with a really cool design for a Foul Monkeys bumper sticker.
Bumper sticker.
It doesn't have to be anything like, you know, intricate or gaudy or anything. You know, something simple, something that gets the point across. Foulmonkeys.com, we're badass.
That we could put on a car.
Yeah.
And people can see it from like 6 feet away.
Right. A car, you know, a door, a bathroom stall, a woman's face, whatever.
A guy's ass.
There you go. The inner linings of somebody's... Oh, yeah, never mind.
Oh. in a Chinese nail shop where they do like Brazilians and stuff, they can use them to like take the wax, or when they like do wax the hair off their pussies and stuff, they can use our bumper sticker.
Oh my god,
that's hot. That's awesome.
Well, anyway, send your submissions to foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Anything will work. Preferably we'd like them in PDF format, but in reality, we don't really need to have them that way, because I think we can just convert them later. But right. And if you know, we'll decide. We'll go through a couple different things. We'll probably have like a voting poll thing if we can't decide which one we like the most. But whoever wins, we will have you on Foul Monkeys. We will send you a bunch of the actual made bumper stickers that we get done, and we will rep whatever you do. I mean, if you're into music, if you're into art. If you and your husband or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever,
or your sister, business, Ninja and Lala,
or your cousin, or your grandmama,
nothing spells loving like marrying your cousin,
or
West Virginia,
right? West Virginia. We'll rep that. If you have anything that you're really into, you know, and you make up a cool bumper sticker, we will fucking advertise the shit out of your shit. And, you know, we have not a terrible amount of listeners. You know, I won't overdo it, but we've got at least, like, close to 300. So, you know, unless one person is downloading the show 50 times themselves. I think it's 300. Yeah, it is. We had, like, 280 downloads. No one person is going to download it, like, 50 times.
Somebody that really likes Foul Monkeys and wants us to keep going probably would.
Or somebody that runs Foul Monkeys, wink, wink, that just wants to make it look like there's only three people.
How dare you?
I'm talking about you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. How dare you accuse me of such egotistical crap?
Did you say egotistical?
Egotistical.
Are they grape flavored?
Oh, my God. I'm totally blushing.
Oh, my God.
So...
So, anyway, make us a bumper sticker. We will sort through all the ones that we get and see what we like the most, and you'll win a spot for Monkeys.
Yeah, you can actually do a whole show.
Yeah, I mean, come on with us. As long as you have Skype, which is free to use.
And a microphone and a pair of headsets.
Yeah, a headphone. There you go. Go to the 99 cent store.
Or if you're like fancy like me and have three microphones and a fancy mixer, then give us a call.
And you can just come over to Ricky's house.
Or I need you to call me and tell me how to hook up my shit. Because it's still not right.
I will come over there and hook it up for you.
Oh, and the mixer?
Yep. But anyway, yeah, let us know. We will advertise your shit. We will talk about you. We'll have you on our show, and we would be pleased to have actual bumper stickers made from whatever cool design you have, and you will see them on cars all across the U.S., because I know we're going to get at least, you know, we're going to start giving them out. You know, we might sell them for like a buck or something.
What?
I don't know. We'll figure out something.
We
but
can't
I wanna...
sell them.
Well, maybe. I don't know. The point is, though, I want everybody on our Frapper map to have a couple of them so that different people in different states will have a Foul Monkeys
sticker. Oh, so in order to get... All right, let's say this. I don't know how many bumper stickers are going to be ordered for us or made, and I don't know how much money we're going to have to put into it if it's only a certain amount.
Right.
But if you are on the Frapper map, we will send you a bumper sticker.
Yep.
But only if you are on the Frapper map.
Right. And the person who wins the contest will get quite a few of these bumper stickers.
Right.
So keep that in mind. And, you know, actually, for Bearwatch 8, that's going to be a really good thing because we'll be able to, you know, stick them out there. I think I want to make some flyers and copy a bunch of them because, you know, whenever I go to shows and stuff, I mean, it's at some, you know, hole-in-the-wall venue, but there's flyers for bands and stuff everywhere, and everybody sees that. You know, it's like, even if it's some little piece of paper, like a, you know, a sticky note that you and your friend, you know, some kids made, and they just brought it to the show, everybody sees those flyers, and that's what gets the word out. So it's like, I think that'd be a great thing, you know, to get it out there, especially at Bearwatch 8. So
I know, right? Hopefully in time, we can get some bumper stickers out to Ray and Nard.
That would be fantastic.
But would Nard actually hand them out since he has his own podcast?
Right. Yeah, but he could be like, the Bear Podcast and Foul Monkeys joints. You know, the right. Joint account, you know, something. So that could be cool. We could be like Wonder Twins Powers Unite, you know. But yeah, that'd be cool. And yeah, I really only have one more thing to talk about. Okay. Unless you had something else.
Did I say how I wanted to step into the bad side? Step into the bad side. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all that I have to say. Oh, and I read that Donatella Versace has told Hillary Clinton in order for her to become president, she needs to start wearing some skirts and dresses and lose the trousers.
Wow.
I know.
Get some fashion, bitch, or you can't run the country.
Hillary Clinton for president.
For real?
What?
For real?
Oh, you know what? Xavian wanted us to talk about politics a little bit, but that's another show.
And that's something that I'll have a very sparse opinion about because although I do have like opinions as far as how things should go.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't talk about that because I don't want to lose any listeners.
Right, but in like a political standpoint, I never watch the news, I never read the newspaper, I never listen to the radio, and it's like I just distance myself as much as possible.
You should vote for what I tell you to vote for.
Yeah.
You can count as my second vote. Are you denying me the right to have a second vote when you're just going to waste yours?
Look, Ricky, just because we have sex doesn't mean I have to vote the same as you.
I don't know what chapter was left out of your gay handbook, but yes, it does.
Yeah, I need to look in my gay bibliotheca again.
Yeah, you need to get the updated version. You need to get the CD.
Oh shit, the CD-ROM version.
Yeah, it holds more.
A video gay professor.
That's hot.
So I only have one more thing to talk about.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, actually 2 days ago, I got off work and I was like, I want to do something tonight, so I'll call up, you know, AJ, who was on the show, episode 72? 72.
72. I don't know.
Yeah, and he was dog-sitting at his aunt's house, and they were in town. And, I mean, AJ can honestly back me up here. Because we were both kind of bitching about
Should we do a three-way and call him?
We should do a three-way and not call him.
Oh.
So, this house, I mean, I don't know if you can picture this in your head.
Not his house.
Right, right. I said this house.
Oh.
This isn't his house. It's his aunt's house. And if you can picture this, like, okay, Phoenix runs on a grid. So, since I'm in the West Valley, it's all avenues, you know, and lanes and things like that. And then all the streets are on the east side. So it's all like a grid, and it runs like a certain way. And as long as you know the main names of roads, you can find anything. And the main, you know, the thing you always hear when you come to Phoenix is, what are the crossroads? Because it's not like Florida where, you know, somebody, you, oh, hey, where's the McDonald's at? Oh, you go up the road, you turn left, you see the, you know, the fork, you kind of make a right, you make a U-turn, you go into the cul-de-sac. You know, it's not like that. It's not like word of mouth here. Here it's like, oh, yeah, 45th and Van Buren. Bam. You know, you already know where it is. Even if I've never been there before, I know where it is in my head because I know how far it would take to get to that number. So if you can kind of visualize this, I'm at 67th Avenue and Union Hills. And this house was at 195th Avenue and Camelback, which is like fucking BFE.
Cameltoe.
So, so I went out there. It took me like 35 minutes to get there, fucking middle of nowhere, and it's like this kind of spread out neighborhood where none of the properties are really defined. It's just kind of houses, you know, that are pretty evenly split apart, but there's no like fences or anything.
Like West Virginia.
Right, right. Well, and in time, you know, in some places a lot like Florida, but it's just, it's so different from the rest of Phoenix, because when you know, if you've been to Phoenix, most of Phoenix is like cookie cutter association shit. There's like no, you know, there's not a lot of old school shit because it's such a new state, you know, relatively. So this is like, you know, one of the, you know, some of the older developments. Maybe not necessarily older houses, but the styling of the neighborhood is older. So it's like in the middle of the desert and there's this huge mountain and it's pretty cool. But dude, this house was fucking, it was like a crack house. I swear to God. I mean, it was cool. I had a good time and we hung out and we got like food and stuff and. But dude, it's like run by dogs, and I my OCD started kicking in. I felt like I was fucking Monk on USA. I mean, it was like,
and you called me. You're like all freaking out.
Well, just because I was like, I'm not sleeping with that dog, cause I guess like his aunt sleeps with the dog, and you know that's some people do that. I
wonder if she has a jar of peanut butter beside it.
Oh my God.
I totally said that because there was a jar of peanut butter, whatnot.
I plead the fizz if.
The fizz if.
So, you know, there's like cobwebs everywhere, and the dog, one of the dogs is like, they have two mastiffs, and I don't know if anybody knows, but mastiffs are fucking huge. This one dog is like 8 months old, and it's like, if it stands up on its hind legs, it's taller than I am, and I'm 6'2". What the fuck? And then it's mom, or not its mom, but like the older one. I guess mastiffs only live till they're like 11, which is funny because my dog's like, my dog's gonna be 12 soon. Yeah. But mastiffs usually only make it to like 9, 10, 11. So their dog is 8, and it's like a fucking 250-pound dog. I mean, it's, like, huge. It's like the fucking dog from The Sandlot. The one that, like, eats the baseballs and, like, kills children. Yeah. It's fucking huge. And it, like, can't lay down on the tile. Like, whenever it's about to lay down, AJ, we'd have to, like, you know, we'd have to, like, shoo it away from the tile. Because if it lays down on the tile, it can't get up. The floor's slippery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude, this dog is like a tank. So, I don't know. I just thought I would talk about it because AJ was all embarrassed and stuff. And I was like... Okay, so let's edit that whole thing out. So, I mean, I had a good time, and, you know, AJ was all embarrassed and shit, and it was like, dude, whatever, it's not your fucking house, who cares? Like, you know, whatever, dude, people are messy, and that's it. But I just thought I'd mention that, man. I don't know how some people live like that, with just, like, dirt and dog and everywhere, and, like, there was, like, aluminum foil all over the windows, and none of the, like, the back door was, like, the sliding glass door that didn't lock, so it just, like, moved open and closed, and I don't know, I was like, dude, this house needs to be on, like, Big Brother. This is, like, a reality show house.
So, not in the sense that it's really nice and big and can house a lot of people, but in the sense where it's like, see how long you can survive, you know, like one of those things.
So you didn't like the fact that when you came to my apartment, there was 500 piles of cat shit everywhere?
What are you talking
about? I'm just kidding. I'm being stupid.
Your apartment was very clean, actually.
What were you expecting? Oh. Were you expecting a dirty apartment?
No, I expected it to look like it did because I saw it on the webcam.
Oh, we don't webcam.
Oh, we don't?
No.
Oh, that's right. We don't. Okay.
So okay, anyway, we gotta go and junk.
Episode 78. We love you guys. Thank you for your voicemails and your emails and your whatevers. Check out the MySpace at Foul Monkeys. You know, myspace.foulmonkeys.com/foulmonkeys and the Foul Monkeys website. And email us. And what's that number?
9206-984-FOUL. And
what was that?
I just fucked it up. I accidentally said 984 instead. 206-984-FOUL.
There we go.
And also enter the contest. Call us and tell us a fact about your city. Join the Frapper map in order to get bumper stickers.
What else? We will definitely send them out to whoever, and we'd really appreciate the. I'd love to see some cool designs. I know there's people who are really good with Photoshop here.
I know, right?
Even good with like paint and stuff like that. I mean, there's tons of people that are really great with art direction on the computer. So hit us up with something, and your image might be on millions of
cars
illegally across America.
Or women's snatches.
Because you know I'm going to be slapping those on just random cars. I'm going to be like, oh, Foul Monkeys, bam! Wherever.
And awesome. The ending, the show ending tonight is going to be a call that Nard and I did one night when he called me after or Herb had to go do something. So I got off the phone with Herb and we recorded just like 15 minutes of crap. So
yeah, that was funny.
So that's going to be the ending and we hope you enjoy it. Nard is from the Bear Podcast. Go check them out.
Well,
they're awesome.
Well, actually he's from the Bear Podcast.
The Bear Podcast for bears and cubs.
Oh, bears and cubs. It's so fucking cute. I love it.
So, all right. Everyone have a good week and later.
Later, later.
Bye.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, Ricky. What are you doing?
I was masturbating with my boyfriend on camera on Skype.
Oh, that's what.
Damn.
Yeah. I called you earlier. You were busy with her.
Yeah.
So you had to finish off and wipe up, right?
Okay. Well, I finished up. I just leave it on me.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Fresh.
Hey, dries like Elmer's glue. Peels off like it, too.
Oh, okay. So it's, no, you're like a glazed joking. Donut right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I wish I was, but no. Actually, we just finished recording a show a little while ago.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to do a show also. I just finished talking to David Leslie from Dallas Bears, and to Roy. I was talking to him earlier.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, so, we were recording for next week's show.
Yeah, and, yeah, you're like on the radio and stuff now.
Well, it's, you know, it's streaming audio. It's
whatever. It's still whatever. Better than what I'm on.
So, well, how about you? I mean, what have you been busy with besides the show? School.
Yeah, school's kicking my ass.
Mm-hmm. I noticed you have. Oh my God, you have a very nice. You have very nice audio right now. You bought a new microphone. Didn't
yeah.
You?
Oh, have you been? Did you listen to the show?
Mm-hmm, a bit. Yeah.
You can tell the difference.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah,
see?
I bought a mixer and I bought actually three microphones.
Mm-hmm. Always helps.
I bought an extra monitor so I can have an extended monitor so I can have like internet on one monitor and then watch everything else on one other monitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, awesome. Thanks, student loans.
Oh, they wouldn't know.
Yeah, I'm not that popular yet. I'm pretty sure no one's going to be contacting me anytime soon.
Yeah. Friend of mine, Ray, here in Houston, contacted you guys.
Yeah, I haven't been able to talk back to him yet. We were talking, and he hasn't, I guess, either he hasn't got my message or what, so I need to get back a hold of him. But the only way I know how to do that is through through MySpace. So I need
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I need to go see if I can find him on there and message him again.
Yeah, I'm pipping him out.
You can talk to him and say, you need to email Ricky.
Okay. I'll talk to him. I always chat with him every day. Yeah. Actually, I'm supposed to meet him tonight. I'm supposed to see Ray tonight. Oh, guys, Ray is the one of the triads in Houston Area Bears. And he was in the show last episode. Yeah. Anyway, so Ray, they're supposed to meet him tonight, but no, I had to record with Roy. So
it's all Roy's fault.
It's all Roy's fault, yeah.
I was like, what? It's like, are you guys 2 hours behind us?
1 hour behind you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Herb is like 2 hours, but when it's daylight savings, I think he's 3 hours. So, I don't know. It's really weird. Arizona doesn't do the whole
thing. It would still, if it's DST, it would be still 2 hours. Your time would also adjust.
Well, when we just switched over, he's only 2 hours behind. And then in March, when we switch over back, we're not on daylight savings time right now. We're on standard time, right?
I think so.
So when we switch over to daylight savings time, then he becomes 3 hours behind us.
I see. So you like him being behind you, huh?
Dirty boy, what have we turned you into?
I don't know. Whenever I talk to you, it becomes dirty. It becomes foul.
Are you horny tonight or what?
Yeah.
The foul monkeys is coming through the microphone, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Why don't you get on cam through Skype and show me what you're working with?
Hold on, let me see. Hold on. Let me turn the Skype on. Skype camera. No, I'm kidding. It's disconnected right now.
Oh, yeah,
for your
sure
own protection.
Oh, for my protection? Probably for your boyfriend's protection.
That's right. He'll be pissed. Yeah. Anyway, so what? I see that Herb has been joining you in the show now.
Yeah, I. Samantha was originally on the show, and she actually broke up with her boyfriend at that time, and she was like, "I'm doing the show. Fuck him." Well, now they're back together, so now she can't do the show because he gets all offended because she shouldn't talk about nasty things because she's a woman.
What?
Yeah, really? It's crazy. He gets all right. Like, we were at the bookstore, right? And I was looking at photography books because I take photos. And I was just looking through the books, and there were pictures of naked women, like models. Now, any other time, I would not be looking at a book with naked bitches in them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he got all offended and embarrassed because people around me, I guess, saw me with the book. And he got all, offended and, moved and everything. He told me, he was like, "You're disgusting." I'm like, "You're a straight guy. You're supposed to love that shit." Are you, trying to tell me something?
Because
he is cute.
Really? He's bearish.
Oh, yeah.
Cubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
He's very cute.
Do you have a picture?
No. Maybe I do.
Oh, let's post it. Let's put it in the ID3 tag video.
Ooh,
picture.
No, that image. Would not be good. Look, I'm not making any money yet, so no one can sue me. Because I have nothing for them.
Oh, goodness.
Except for some microphones, a mixer, and a couple computers.
Uh-huh. Thank you, student loans.
Thank you, student loans. Thank you, American taxpayers, which actually I pay that in, so I don't feel as bad. I have to pay it back anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say hi. I saw you online, and then, ooh, Ricky, hello. So I had to chime in.
Yeah,
but then I interrupted your J.O. session with Herb, so sorry about that.
Well, I mean, we could always pick up later on that.
Oh, really? For the... But you're still wet right now.
Yeah, so what? My shirt's starting to stick to me. It's okay.
Oh.
You know okay. You like it. It's hot. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have a white shirt on, like a white jean shirt, and some boxer shorts on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How graphic.
Very. Don't you want to see?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Why don't you put your camera on?
It's disconnected right now. Actually, my Skype is really fucked up. If I do anything with Skype right now, it hangs up and it disconnects with everyone. I have to go in again and dial up. And
then everybody sounds like a robot?
No, not really. It just won't connect. I mean, it would disconnect and then connect again. So yeah. Skype is really fucked up sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's like, I think it's gotten worse since you had to pay for it. Because, you know, I had to pay for it in order to use it. Because
wait a second. Oh, you're calling landlines.
Yeah, I'm calling his... Well, I call his computer, but sometimes I'll call his phone or I'll call my sister and record her. Like, I
Why don't you get the unlimited one?
That's what I did. That's what I have now. But before in the middle of last year, they offered it for free.
That's right, and so, I really took advantage of that.
Oh, I did too, and then I became so used to it when I tried to dial out and I couldn't. I was like, oh, fuck this. I got to pay the $14.95.
What is it? $15 a year?
Yeah,
it's okay. That's not bad. It's just a few drinks from the bar that you just
skip. Or a few tricks.
You pay for your tricks?
No, they're drinks.
Oh, your drinks. I'm sorry. Did I hear that wrong? Drinks? Tricks?
No, I said that's a few drinks for your tricks.
Ah, okay, drinks for your tricks.
Tricks don't come to your house sober. Come on now. Shit.
That's right.
That is if they get to your house.
Yeah. It's very far here.
You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
No, not at all. I'm so innocent.
You know, I actually have an online friend in Dallas that I've talked to for over 10 years, and I've never met or actually spoken to him, like, over the phone.
So where is he now?
He's in Dallas.
Oh, he's in Dallas. He's in Dallas. But do you talk to him now?
Yeah, again? I still talk to him. Mm-hmm. His name is Matt. You know him? He's white. His name is Matt.
Oh, no, I don't know him. Do I want to know him? Can I know him?
Well, it's
I
a
must
shame.
Know him.
It's a shame because he used to be a really big, cute cubby guy, and then he lost a bunch of weight because he broke up with his boyfriend, but that's okay. So he's still cute. He's just skinny now.
Okay. Wow. Okay, not South Dallas. I'm really in somewhere near Houston. Actually, north part, the very far north of Houston. So.
Well, you're still in Texas. That's where I'm
still in Texas.
It's so funny because I don't know if you've listened to the show, but like, the three people that like contact us usually are all from Texas.
Yes, I noticed.
I'm like, what the fuck is up with that shit?
Mm-hmm. Is Texas the most fucked up state? No, it's not.
No, Florida.
Florida is. Thank you, Tim Henson.
We have all the like child molesters and all the people on crack and
Podcasters in Lakeland.
Yeah. I think I'm like the only podcaster in Florida or something. I don't know. I'm like, Jesus Christ, where is everybody?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually going to start doing some advertising now with stickers and bumper stickers and stuff like that. So
That's cool.
Thanks to a listener of mine.
Yeah. I have a listener in Greece, I mean. And
Are we bragging now?
Giving some what do you call it? No. I mean, I'm sure you have a lot.
I have a listener in Greece.
A listener in Greece who's actually doing the graphics. All the graphics you see in the Bear Podcast, it's mostly his work.
Wow.
So
cool.
Yeah. So the bear thing. So it's pretty cool. It's a nice guy. So Terrace, shout out. Okay.
Yeah, for real. they're not listeners, but they're people on LiveJournal that are doing some sketches for our monkeys and our new I guess mascot, I guess it would be.
And what do you call him? You should name him.
The monkey?
Yeah. Name him the monkey from Night in the Museum.
I haven't seen that movie.
I haven't seen that. Okay. There's a monkey. Dexter, I think it's the name of the monkey. You gotta name the monkey or something.
Maybe I should have a contest on my show for someone to name him.
Yeah, name the monkey.
Spank the
my monkey.
Great minds think alike, huh?
Uh huh. That's right.
actually, horny minds think alike.
That's right.
I'm tired though. I just finished up. No, I'm just kidding. I can go again. You ready?
Oh, okay.
Hold on. You're gonna be so divorced next week.
I know.
Of course, you have the power to edit, but you know what? I'm recording it too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you are recording. Oh, damn it. Bitch.
So all what right. doesn't make it on your show will be on mine.
Okay.
Foulmonkeys.com.
Okay. Touche.
So, all right, you know, because
that means I got to get out of here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because apparently some of the people that listen to my show, that listen to your show that I was on, could tell that there were things chopped out of that show.
Oh,
yeah, all the dirty stuff that James and I was on.
Uh-huh.
They noticed? Yeah, they could tell that there was some stuff chopped out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They said that you started out seductively, and then boom, we're back to normal.
Oh, when was that? The one with me, with the when you were in the show?
Yeah.
Wait, oh. Was it?
Remember when some you were telling them. Me what you'd like to do to me?
Oh, that's right.
What you wanted to do to me?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Should we reenact that again?
Yeah, go ahead, because it'll be out of your show, but on mine.
And then maybe I'll get some listeners.
Maybe I'll get some listeners.
No, I'm going to skip that. I'm going to save that for another day.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna save that for our actual phone conversation?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you need my number?
Yeah, okay, what's your number?
863.
Oh, okay.
370.
370.
You have to guess the rest.
Okay.
It's like Rumpelstiltskin.
Usually you give the 5555. Five, five, five. Okay. What's your birthday?
My birthday?
No. When is your birthday?
I'm old.
Is it past already or coming up?
I'm depressed.
Up?
It's coming up.
Oh,
I'm turning
really?
30. It's depressing.
You're young. You're a baby.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like big... old and bleh. I'm old, fat, and hungry. Where's my fucking ice cream?
Anyway. Okay, I better let you go. I have to watch Smallville now because I was recording earlier.
Is that in your pants?
Yes. Excuse me. Smallville. Bitch.
You're going to watch Smallville in your pants.
All right.
That's making it on my show, too. So.
All right. That'll make it. That'll make it. Okay. Thank you, Ricky.
All right. You have a good night.
Say hi to Herb, okay?
I will. Bye.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Get the hell out of my house. In Jesus' name, I pray. Keep his ear sets off of me. I've had enough. Gargoyles! Slide it! Everything's ungodly! Dark Sabbath! In Jesus' name, I pray. They will be on my prayer list for the day I die. Every one of them.
I'm a Mormon through and through.
Get out of my house!
If you think that I am peculiar in the things I say and do,
don't stay in my house!
Do's and don'ts for happy, happy living.
I rebuke it in the name of the Lord!
I try to be forgiven.
He
You know what? I won't take some ungodly person telling me what to do with my money.